From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the legal battle over the fate of Terri Schiavo moved to a federal court. Schiavo's feeding tube was removed by order of a state court on Friday. Now, after a weekend of congressional action and a presidential signature this morning, the matter is in federal jurisdiction. President Bush addressed the issue at a rally in Arizona today.
This is a complex case with serious issues. But in extraordinary circumstances like this, it is wise to always err on the side of life.
And in Tampa, Florida, Judge James Whittemore heard arguments about whether Schiavo's feeding tube should be reinserted. With us from Tampa is NPR's Ari Shapiro. Ari, the lawyer for Terri Schiavo's parents, presented their case first. What did he have to say?
Well, David Gibbs stepped up and said essentially that this case had a unique urgency because if the judge did not act right away, he said Terri Schiavo would die, rendering the entire situation moot. But Judge Whittemore did not seem entirely convinced. He said it was the burden of David Gibbs, the lawyer for the parents, to establish substantial likelihood of success if the case was tried on the merits. And he had a hard time, it sounded like, he had a hard time being convinced that the case would succeed if it were tried on the merits. He said that there was no case precedent he could find to substantiate Gibbs's arguments, and he in fact, barely let the lawyer get a word in edgewise. He frequently interrupted him and sounded very skeptical of his arguments.
Now, that was the presentation by Mr. Gibbs, who was lawyer for the Schindlers, for Terri Schiavo's parents. What about the case heard from the lawyer for Terri Schiavo's husband?
Terri Schiavo's husband's lawyer, George Filos, said essentially that Terri Schiavo's rights had been violated from the years of litigation and legislation that had gone on already, and that it was time to bring it to a close. He said, the Pope has had an opinion, the President has had an opinion, Congress has expressed its opinion, the parents have expressed their opinion, but the lawyer said there is only one opinion really relevant here, and that is Mrs. Schiavo's opinion. He maintains that she never would have wanted to be kept alive on a feeding tube, and just the prolonging of this legislation and the litigation really gets in the way of her right to die in peace, as he says she would have wanted.
And he was not interrupted as frequently as Mr. Gibbs was?
No. In fact, the judge seemed much more amenable to Mr. Filos's argument. The one interjection that he did make very early on said, in light of Congress's intent in passing this bill in such an extraordinary way, what would you have me do? He seemed to feel as though the bill required him to act, and he wanted Mr. Filos to explain how he could possibly not act. And Filos replied, you should presume that the statute is unconstitutional. Judge Whittemore seemed to have a difficult time grappling with the idea that he might outright declare the bill unconstitutional, but he certainly didn't seem terribly comfortable with the other side's arguments either.
Well, when might we expect a ruling from Judge Whittemore?
The lawyers for Terri Schiavo's parents were certainly hoping to have a ruling from the bench today, and Judge Whittemore at the end of the hearing explained that that would not be the case. He said, I've heard all that I need to hear. I will weigh this case and issue a ruling, but I can't tell you when or where that will be. He said it'll go out over email, but he gave no indication of when it might be coming.
And indeed, his ruling could conceivably be appealed to higher federal courts in any case.
Absolutely. If the case is appealed, it will go to Atlanta and be heard by an appeals court there.
Thank you. That's NPR's Ari Shapiro talking to us from Tampa, Florida, where a federal court, a federal judge today heard arguments in the case of Terri Schiavo. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome, Robert.